A poet says, Divana usse kahiye jo divana nahi hai. Call that man a madman who is not a madman. Call that man a madman who is not a madman. So all of us are mad. We are sitting in a mad asylum now. According to that author, he doesn't mean that. He says, he talks about the higher madness. You see, you are very unfortunate not to get that higher madness of the beloved. And that is why we are mad, he says. So we have to become mad in the higher sense. It doesn't mean insanity. It is a higher madness. Any other questions? Because every man differs from every other. Just as we differ in our complexion, in our features, in our nature, in our appearance, in our height, in our body, we also constitutionally, mentally differ from each other. So we differ in our sanskaras, in our impressions, in our propensities, in our attitudes, in our attributes, we all differ with each other. So there has to be as many paths as the differences in our nature. So there is nothing wrong in it. It all goes to the same end. All the radii meet at the same center. I want a strong tea and you want the weak tea. You can have the weak tea and I shall have the strong tea. If I should not force you to have strong tea, you should not force me to have weak tea. This is the way how we should go on. And the paths all are adjusted according to your capacity, according to your tendencies, your propensities, your samskaras, your impressions. So there is nothing wrong in it. It has to be. If there is something wrong you feel about it, then ask a question, why every face should differ with every other face? Why should we not be all alike in our features, in our nature, in our complexion? It is not the case. This state of duality, as against the state of unity of God, is, we live in duality, we live in difference. So the difference and the varieties have to be there. The variety is the spice of illusion. It has to be there. And we should not bother about it. It is only love that levels up everything. And that is why the message of Baba, love is the reflection of the unity of God. God is one, God is united, He is the only one. But we are experiencing differences amongst us. So how can we bring that unitarian existence of God into our life? And Baba says, through love you can do it. Love is the great leveler. Death is the leveler after the life becomes extinct. And love is the leveler in your life, in your living bodies. So love is the reflection of the unity of God into the life of our diversity. That is the bridge, that is the liaison between man and God. That is the connection between man and God. And why the avatar? Why not my own love? But your love falls too short. He is the ocean of love. So I must hold on to his dhaman. Because God himself is the ocean. And if I have to reach the ocean, I must go through the ocean of love. And he is the ocean of love. I am just a speck. I should not bother whether I am a speck or not. Main katra hoon lekin aghosh darya azal se abad tak baha ja raha hoon. No matter that I am a small infinitesimal drop, but I have the backing of the whole ocean. If I establish myself in love with him, I have not to worry about anything at all. I may be the poorest man, but my father is a multi-billionaire. So when I am in difficulty, he is bound to help me if I love him. If I submit myself to him, if I surrender to him, and if I do not listen to my father, he will kick me out. He said, get away. I don't bother about you. The same relationship. Simple, very simple. Yes. You have to say something? Duncan?
No.
Oh. I thought your eyes reflected a question. Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Does Baba ever kick anyone out? Kick anyone
out? He kicked him up, not out. He never kicked out anyone.
Could you, in that regard, talk about Saroshan and Manzil days? Weren't Saroshan your roommates?
Yes. About what?
Saroshan always used to have bedding thrown out or something like that?
That I know. My beddings were also thrown out. But that was just to give me a lesson. I shall dwell upon it. What do you have to say? Conversion is not the word for Meher Baba. It is out of his dictionary completely. No force, no coercion. It is only to present things about Baba before. And let him accept what he likes and let him reject what he likes. That is the freedom that he gives always. 1970, when I was there in Myrtle Beach, a young student asked me a question. He was a new man, new boy. He says, "What are you talking about, Meher Baba? You want to impose his ideas upon us?" I said, "No imposition. It's only a presentation. If you do not like the presentation, I shall keep quiet, but I have a right to present because you are not the only one, there are many others. So I present all these things before you. This is 7-Up. This is not for you, sir. This is ice cream. This is ice cream. This is milkshake. This is pie. This is steak. And this is filth. Take whatever you like, reject whatever you like. No, I like to eat that filth. Go. Eat, poison your body, kill yourself, I don't bother. But if you ask me 10 times, I shall tell you 20 times that this is filth, this is poison, don't eat it. Don't go after sex, it will involve you. Don't go after anybody's money, illegally. It will involve you. It will bind you. I want to do it, you are free to do it, I have nobody to check you. Yeah. But I will go on telling you the same thing repeatedly. If you do not take it up now, you will take it up tomorrow or some day later, I am sure. Because you will come to know and you will be able to distinguish what is filth and what is milkshake and what is 7-Up. So that is it. That's why Meher Baba's field of work is all love, nothing else. That is why the most modern avatar, he has come to unite all religions, keeping every religion where it is. He doesn't say change anybody's religion, remain in the same religion. He would never like anybody change his religion. Be there. But try to grow in your religion. Be born in the religion. But do not... It is good to be born in a church, but it is not good to die in the church. You have to rise higher. That is it. It is most simple. So what was your question? Somebody had? Yes, your question. I'm sorry, I forgot that.
Adi, I was told that you have a beautiful analogy about sahavas, about a... person being brought up by a stepmother or a stepfather and not knowing their and then when the real parent comes around they don't know.
Yes, that is how by sahavas, by association, by contact, by living in the atmosphere of Meher Baba, you evoke that love in your heart. And I can give you an instance. A child is born to a woman and immediately the child is removed from the real mother and entrusted to a false mother, some other woman. Some other woman rears up the child. The child becomes 15 years old. And the real mother thinks I might just go and give an embrace to my son, and just to see him because I love him, it's my child. And this real mother goes to the child. Oh, my dear son, I want to No, you are not my mother, she is my mother. Where are you? I am your real mother. No. Look at the force. Look at the influence of the savas. That's why Baba says, savas, savas and contact. It is so great that in spite of the fact that she is a false mother, the child loves him, her more than the real mother. So in like manner, there is nothing we cannot accomplish in our life. If we are serious, if we want it. If we do not want it, then it is everybody's lookout. It is everybody's lookout for herself and himself, and it is Baba's lookout for all of us. Yes, you are perfectly right. It's a very good question. The thing is, as much as you know, I also know the same. I don't know more about God. What you know, I know. But there is one thing besides God. God may be anything, I do not know. Because you say, Christians say God, the Hindus say Paramatma, the Zoroastrians say Yazdan, the Muslims say Allah, but he is the same God. God is removed. That reality, I do not know. Nobody knows. But we have given different names to that reality. But there is one thing, sir. Although I do not know God, I do not know Meher Baba, the personification of God, but I have the conviction of him. I am convinced that he is. What he is, I don't know. But I am convinced that he is. That is exactly the thing we don't know. You may call it he, you may call it she, you may call it, you may call it all, you may call it everything. There are many other terms by which you can call him. We do not know. But to have the conviction of it means what? You know what conviction is like? If I say, you call it a dam, it is not D-A-M-N, it is a D-A-M. That huge wall that is built up to store water for hydroelectric power to be produced. Do you understand?
Yes, sure.
That huge wall is there. And there is so great a quantity of water stored on the other side. Take for instance, as an example, that all that store of water is God. But I am not swimming in there, I don't see. But I am on the other side of the wall. The other side of the wall is all dry. I am not able to see the water at all. But look at the moisture I feel there. The conviction that I have, the water is definitely there. When you see the cloud, don't you think that it is going to rain? Are there not certain signs? You don't see the rain at all. But you get the signs and symptoms and you are convinced that it is going to rain. In like manner, I am on the other side. And there is a curtain of ignorance that is raised between me and him. It is of my doing, the impressions of the commissions and omissions of my life, by which I am kept aloof from that. But by Meher Baba's grace, I have got that conviction. I feel all the moisture and the impact of that water, and I definitely know that the water is there. If the whole world tells me that the water is not there, I will not admit it at all. I said that definitely the water is there, God is there. What it is, I do not know. When I am open, a slew valve will be open and the gush of water will come, and I will know that definitely the God is there. So that is the conviction, that is the importance of the conviction. Yes, I said that. Conviction, thy name is God, realization in disguise. That is the other side of the dam. Conviction, thy name is God, realization in disguise, and God realization, thy name is conviction realized. So I go on the other side. Other side of the wall, and take a dip. And the avatar does these two things. He takes a dip there and he comes. Kabhi us ghar mein ja nikle, kabhi is ghar mein aa thehre. How beautifully he said. The avatar can go in that house, can come in this house. And that's why he keeps God and the whole world balanced. I do not know what it is, but I am convinced that it is. Very beautifully well. That's why I have to prepare myself. When the water comes, I'll be able to float on it. And I'll be able to swim in it. And that's why Baba doesn't give you that water all at once, you'll get drowned. You'll get fused. It's such a great force and power. If that power is released in you, you'll get fused. You have to become strong to sustain it. I want God realization, God realization. You want it, but you are not deserving. You have to become deserving. So first deserve and then desire. Don't try to put cart before the horse. It will not go. It takes its own time. But I am impatient, I want everything. I want to know who God is. You will know, but there is a question of time. You have to allow that. Until that time you have to bide your time. And there is something like a conviction he gives, and that conviction is so great that it keeps you up all through. To such an extent that I do not bother whether I'll get God realization or not, because I leave it entirely to him, whether he wants to give me or not. I'm so happy in my conviction. Vasl mumkin nahi to vasl ki arman hi sahi. One poet says disappointedly that if union with God is not possible, let me enjoy the anticipation of that union and keep happy. And why Baba says keep happy? Because Baba definitely knows today, tomorrow, day after, it is going to come. We may want it or we may do not want it. We know it or do not know it. He knows that you are going to get it. It's your birthright. The question is only of time, we get hasty. And what is the time now? Baba, like this one poet said, Zindagi uftad bedil charanist, shad bayad zistan, na shad bayad zistan. Bedil is the poet, he writes. He says, the life has fallen upon me to be lived through. I have to live through. What can I do? Commit suicide? That's not the solution. Run away from the life? I can't run away. Because wherever I go, my mind is along with me. I cannot keep my mind aside and go forward anywhere. So, this life has fallen upon me and I have to live through. Happily or unhappily? So why not happily? That is why 7-Up. Shall I go for a minute?
Yes.
If you want to continue, you could. If you want to disperse, I have no objection.
Pray.
I have got one at home. I remember two lines by Jigar, they are really very beautiful. मिटाया जिस कदर हस्ती को तस्वीरें हुए पैदा हुए हम जिस कदर आजाद जंजीरें हुए पैदा. He says, no matter in whatever way I tried to efface myself, many, many images, impressions, by that he means impressions, many, many impressions came forth and involved me, not allowing me to get away from my lower self. Hue hum jis kadar azad zanjeere hue paida. And in no matter in what way I tried to disentangle myself and become free, chains of binding were created by me. And that is why the need of the master. We cannot do things on our own, but we can do a lot to help him to help us. We can prepare ourselves, be in the readiness to receive what he has to give. The very mechanics of this impressions is this, that supposing there is a past impression and which I have to work out and which I have to expend and get rid of, I put in another action. Impressions are created by actions. And actions follow the impressions. There is no way out of it at all. It's a vicious circle. And if I have to spend out a previous impression, I perform an act to get over the previous impression. I do get over the previous impression. But in the very act of doing it, I create another impression. You see how it goes on like this. So we can never come out of this rigmarole. It's a maze. And that is why the aid of the master is necessary. People ask, why should we need a master? I'm the master of myself. You are a master of yourself to a certain extent. More than that, you are not able to do. Your destiny entirely rests in the hands of that master. If he is the master, he has to be the master. There are masters and masters in the world. I do not know. And Baba is the master who says, mastery in servitude. There are many masters who say, servitude in mastery. Servitude in mastery. That's a different thing. Mastery in servitude. We have to become masters. For us to become masters, we have to first become slaves. The slaves not of our desires. We don't want to remain slaves. We want to become free. But we do not know. All our freedom means our slavery to our desires. We are really slaves. In name we are masters, we are not masters at all. Because we are slaves to our desires. And Baba wants us to become real masters. For the matter of that, we have to shift our slavery from our desires to him. And the work is done. From the water to 7-Up. And you go 7-Up. I wish this 7-Up would have made me riven on the 7th all the time, which is not the case. I feel really very happy to be here or to have exchange of thought with you, and you give me a great opportunity by asking questions to bring out many things which I feel submerged in me, having heard from Baba for a number of years. Baba has given so much in his books, but so much have been directly heard by me, not by me alone, but there are so many others also in the mandali, they have heard it. And wonderful things have been said. Almost all that Baba has given in the books have been directly heard from him by certain old mandali members. I'm very happy to exchange, yes. Both put together. The cocktail of heart and head. You know a cocktail? Mixed drink. That is a mixed drink. But in equal proportion, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes, your body will definitely get ill because we do not have the understanding or the knowledge of it. But if I get the proper understanding, then body will not only not become ill, but it will become more healthy, and I shall be saved from indulgence, which is a worst evil. Indulgence is a worst evil. Then abstinence, you may call abstinence as an evil, but indulgence is worse. Which evil would you want to choose? It is neither the abstinence nor the indulgence. But we have to become free from both. So in order to become free, we have to give up indulgence, take up abstinence, and then eventually give abstinence and get rid of both. That's what I say, good and bad. Why say do good actions and not bad? Because it's very easy for us to do bad. And then we are asked to say good. Good is also a binding. Good is a binding of a gold chain. And bad is a binding of an iron chain. But both are bindings. We have to get rid of both. But we have been asked to do good. Because good is nearer truth than bad. Both are away from truth. But good is nearer to the truth than bad. Yes? Somebody raised hand? No, my imagination. Imagination into imagination. Yes?
I wanted to know if you
Yes. He said that I have spilled my blood here, and it is not for nothing. It has a great significance, and the significance will come to light in its own time, we do not know. And Baba had a very soft corner for the USA in his heart, and he said that quite a few times. That is it. That is a great problem of our life. Repression, suppression, indulgence, abstinence, all the time it confronts us. It all depends what we want and what we do not want. It all depends on our own decision in life. A married life is a solution, provided you make use of it. But if you make use of a married life for your further indulgence, then it is no life, it is death. Yes.
Between the two.
Yes.
And is masturbation the chief compromise?
Yes. No, you see, when one has to remain celibate, that means no sex in any form. No sensual pleasure in any form. You can get mad at Baba, but not at me, huh? please. How do you hold yourself responsible? She is your sister, isn't it?
My sister.
Where is her husband?
I don't know.
Now how do you hold yourself responsible for it?
Because
do you feel that you have not given your help enough? If you feel that way, you should try your best. If after trying your best you have failed, then you are no more responsible. If you feel that you have not given enough wealth, you could have given her much more, then you straight away go in for it and extend your hand of wealth as much as you can.
Without hurting myself.
Huh? Yes. You have to be practical, not tearing yourself to pieces. If you tear yourself to pieces, another occasion may arise, you may not be able to help anybody at all. So you have to keep yourself intact, and then alone you can help somebody. So if you are convinced that you have gone far enough to help, then the responsibility, you are free from your responsibility. Leave it to Baba, leave it to your God or her God, whatever, whoever is. We are not the masters of situation here. You see, visiting is another thing, but you can help her in many ways. Visiting is not only the way to help. And if you feel that visiting is going to harm her, don't visit. But in many other ways you can help her. You can go in for it straight away. Until you are fully satisfied, honestly 100%, that I have done my best, I can't do any more, then leave it to God, leave her to God. What else? I am not here to account for the whole world. It is Meher Baba's work. Let him do it. Why should I bother? If he calls himself the avatar, let him look after. I am a small man, yes. Briefly, what happens is, according to your impressions, first of all, you take 4 days to get completely disconnected with your physical body, with which you are used, with which you are accustomed to live in for so many years past during your lifetime. Then after 4 days you are disconnected completely, then you go. It all depends upon your impressions, where you go to the subtle world first of all. Or even you may rise to the mental world, if you are so developed. Then again you have to take a form and come down in the form of a human being. And the period of your stay in the subtle or the mental world depends on the different types of impressions, samskaras. It is entirely dependent upon the impressions that are there. And then you go on, you come, lead a life, go back again, come back again, unless, until the time that the avatar kicks you out from this illusion and makes you go to God. That is it. Very briefly, yes. What does it mean? That's a question often asked. I shall explain to you. Malcolm has come to me, or tomorrow Adike Irani dies and somebody feels that he has gone to Baba. They say, somebody dies, they say, my daughter has gone to Baba, my father has gone to Baba. Everybody goes to Baba, and Baba is everywhere. It may mean many things. It may mean that he, you see, Baba is all power. He can release him in a shot and never allow him to come back to this earth. Or he may keep him, give another body and make him do his work, because he is for the whole universe. One thing is certain, that if anybody is connected with him, after he drops the body, he goes back into the orbit of Meher Baba's love again and into the orbit of his work. He never gives you up. He is always there with you. No matter in what form, in what shape, in what existence, in what domain you are always his. You have been branded very favorably that you belong to Meher Baba. So you are always safe anywhere you are, and you are always protected, yes? There can be many things and many interpretations about mentally ill person. We do not know. Maybe the person has got to go through a period of confusion in this life. So nature brings about a condition in which the person becomes mentally ill. Spiritually it may be helpful, we do not know. Materially it may not be. It may create confusion with her relatives, with her friends, or wherever the person moves. If the person is mentally ill, it may create lot of problems. But so far the person is concerned, it may either be spiritually very good, or it could be that it may not be good. We do not know. We are not able to assess the value. Only Baba, seeing the case, individual case, can say whether spiritually it is good or bad. But so far nature gives us that illness. The person has to pass through a period of that confusion and suffering, and I think it is good for her spiritual health. The sacrifice of material health is good for spiritual health. Anything that is sacrificed materially gives you a gain spiritually, yes? Yes, yes. Perfect Master drops his body. Means?
She was saying that she thought that only a perfect master drops his body.
Everybody drops his body, everybody dies. She means what? Voluntarily? Huh? No, no, that is true. That is true. The avatar and the perfect master voluntarily give up their body. And an ordinary man like you and me have to give up under pressure of nature. It doesn't rest with us.
What can a person do to overcome fear of physical death?
That's a great question.
Did you hear that answer, Adi?
Yes. No, I didn't hear.
The answer was, you have to die to overcome it.
But that is too late, sir. That is not the answer. That is, he gives up the fear after death. He wants to give up the fear before death. Yes, it's a good question. If you have the proper understanding of things, what is really death and why it is there, after reading Baba's books, you can conclude and you can see to many things. I think the fear of death automatically disappears. It is something like, supposing I am in a room, there is a small lamp. But when such big lamps come before it, you see this light drowns the light of that small lamp. So if I have a fear of death, then if the flood of understanding is thrown over it, it disappears automatically. There is nothing. One poet has said about death, Maut kya hai ek lafz be mana. Maut means death. Kya hai? What is it? Kya hai means what is it? Maut kya hai? What is death? Ek lafz, one word. Lafz means word. Ek means one. Ek lafz, bemana, senseless, nonsensical word. This. Why? Isko mara, hayat ne mara. So death has been killed, outright murdered. By what? By life. Death has been murdered by life. That means life overcomes the death. Death is only temporary, right? Life is eternal. So to go to that eternal life, we have to go through death. We have to go through the dark tunnel of death. Death is really nothing at all. It's a very helpful thing. But because we do not understand, we have that fear all the time. So we have to read Baba's things, say what he has to say about death. And then the fear automatically goes away. One says, Jis marne se jag dare wo mere man anand, kab mariye, kab bhetiye, purna paramanand. Jis marne se jag dare, that death of which the whole world is frightened of, that is a great happiness for me, he says, a great anand. It's a very blissful state for me. What? Death, by which the whole world is afraid of. Kab mariye, kab bhetiye, purna paramanand. When shall I die? When shall I see my beloved? When shall I merge myself into that eternity? I am waiting for it. So death is nothing for him. But this death means a different death. This is the death of the mind, in which the death of the bodies are included. There is only one birth of the mind and one death of the mind. But in between the birth of the mind and the death of the mind, there are millions of births and deaths of the bodies. So Hinduism considers in detail the reincarnation. The Muslim says there is no, it's only one birth and one death. They take the birth of the mind and the death of the mind into consideration, whereas Hinduism takes all the details of the bodies into consideration also. Really speaking, they are not two different things. But this explanation of reconciliation has been given by Baba, nobody has given. In their religious books also we cannot find. And they fight over it.
Yes.
So you have to be your own judge, sir. Whether you have done, that's what I say, whether you have done enough or not. And you have to honestly, not to escape the situation, not to escape the little hardships that you will call upon yourself by rendering help to somebody. But you 100% honestly you have to feel that I have done enough, I can't do enough.
But what I think is always...
But then go back.
Always.
Then supposing after this decision, if you again feel that you are in a position to help, go forward. Nobody comes in your way.
It's unlimited, actually.
Yes, yes, yes. You can, it's unlimited. You are right. In that way, of course, if you feel, you go ahead. Now, supposing today I don't have help, don't have money in my purse to help somebody who is very dear to me. And tomorrow I get a lottery. Then I can go and help him as much as I can. Nothing comes in your way. Yes. It all depends upon the different conditions of mind and body. Fasting is so much akin, is related to the body. So you must not, you should fast, but you should not starve. It is said, that is from the physical point of view. Then the stand from the mental point of view is quite different, because the body and the mind both are involved in it. Now, it is said that starvation begins where fast ends. Starvation begins where fast ends. And that you will find out. If we fast, we can fast on all our fat, we can fast on all our toxins in the body. But the moment we start feast on your fat, you feast on your toxins, but the moment you start feasting on your tissues, then you should immediately stop. That is definitely harmful. This is the body side of the whole question. Now comes the mind. There are advantages and disadvantages of physical fasting on the mind. You see, the mind always craves for food, and you deny the food all the time. For the time you may be successful. But you see, trying to suppress the mind very much, it may just explode. And you start taking food and you may go on overfeeding yourself until you die. There is also a possibility like this. So you have to keep the balance. And the balance lies in our own discretion. Balance is life and imbalance is death. And you can be the best judge for yourself. So far your body is concerned, so far your mind is concerned, it is all right. But there is always an exception. You should never exceed the balanced position, whether it is your mind or whether it is body. But you can exceed any balance if it concerns your love for God and your love for Meher Baba. That is an exception. You can go to any extent, you can kill yourself, destroy yourself. Nobody wants you to do that. But I mean, you will not be penalized if you do that. Which will be always helpful to you. That is the position. When God sees, for my sake this man gives up his body, then why should I not manifest in it? There was a man who wanted to see God, and he was so adamant that he had long hair, a tuft of long hair. It is called shendi. Not all the hair, but just in one part a tuft of long hair like this. So he went and tied it to a tree. There are certain branches that hang down. I don't know, you have got such trees here, we have in India, where the roots shoot from above and go down, hang. So he tied his tuft of hair to that and started taking swings and saying to himself, Shendi tuto athwa parambi tuto. He says, either my hair may break, the tuft of hair may break, or the branch may break. I want to see God. And he could see God. Nothing happened. But he was so convinced about it. That is the strength of conviction. And there is no love in it at all. But conviction is a very great thing. I know that he is, but I do not know who he is. But I definitely know he is. To what extent? I am prepared to sacrifice myself to affirm that he is. It's a great thing in life. And that lies in your hand. And you can bring about such a condition in yourself through your free will if you want to. Or else you can't do anything at all. Your determination can be as strong as steel and as soft as wax. It all depends how you want to live, what you want to decide for yourself, what you want to do. Nothing comes in your way if you take a decision. And that decision helps a great deal, yes.
Well, I mean that person. No,
no. No, no, but there is a difference in this. There is a difference in this. Why does a man decide to do certain thing? Why does he want to burn himself or kill himself? What is the motive behind? It all depends upon the motive. What is the motive at the back of it? If it is a self-demonstration, then it is a different thing. If it is, as you say, for love of God, or even to acquire that love which is not able to do, then the position becomes different. So much depends upon the motivation through which it is done. A man, there are people who have killed themselves only because of their rage and anger. They get so much anger, they do not know what to do. They kill themselves or kill somebody. But that is to their own detriment. There is no love in it. There is no other consideration at all. So motivation counts a great deal. With what motive a man does like this? That man who hung himself on the tree, the motive was to realize God when he got it. That means to say, immanently, he had love. He was not conscious of it, but there was an element of love in it, definitely. He wanted to see God. That means his love for God was so great that he was prepared even to sacrifice his life. He may not say in these words, he may not feel that way, but it is definitely there. Yes? Yes. Any other questions? If you think of Baba at the time of death, that means you go to him. That means your entire future life, wherever it is, on this domain or the other domains, it is registered with him all the time. And you are just under his protection. But how shall I remember? There was a man who came to Baba. And Baba says, you remember me 3 times in a day. He says, I don't know, how can I give you a promise whether I will remember 3 times or not? Baba said, once when you get up in the morning, before sleep, bedtime, and 1 time in between. No, no, I can't promise, Baba. I don't know whether I'll be able to do that. All right, Baba says, only remember me 2 times. Once when you arise in the morning, and once before bedtime. No, Baba, I can't promise. Will you remember once? No, I don't know. I can't promise. All right, will you remember me at the time of your death? Time of the death, yes, I would like to. But Baba says, how will you? Because you will think of so many things. So you must get used to remembering him now so that you will remember him at the time of death. Because death at that time, you know, the entire film of your life comes before you and you are so much confused. I shall tell you a very good story of my father, so far death is concerned. And it is really will be, become very helpful. My father never wanted me not to marry. He was much after me always. But my mother did not want. And of course, Baba's instructions were there all the time. And I too didn't want to do it. But he suffered for that. He suffered for my elder brother having gone away. And he suffered because I was not in his business, I did not marry, another thing. He suffered for my one sister because she had a very unhappy life with her husband. And he was in a confused state of mind when he fell ill. He was a very active man all his life. He would never confine himself to a bed even for a day. But once his foot slipped at the age of 68 or 70 and he got a femur fracture of the femur bone, and he was confined to bed for many months. And he got very much fed up. And his mind became awfully confused. So what happened was, just a week before Baba came and met him, 1 week before, Baba got down from the car, came and embraced him and kissed him, and Baba went away. You will not imagine, his mind became so peaceful. It was beyond me really to understand. And he had Meher Baba's picture hung right in front of him. He took a rosary in his hand. All that confusion disappeared. And he went on repeating Meher Baba's name. And he was an army contractor. He was very well known in Ahmednagar. He was a title holder, Khan Bahadur. It was a very important title under the British rule. And many the military officers, all English officers, they used to come. Because this was before India got independence. India got independence somewhere in 46, and this was the case. He died in 45, October. Now all those officers used to come and sit there and talk to him, and what he talked to them before Baba met was different. He's this colonel transferred from there, that captain is here, he is there, all the things of the army, of the contract and so forth and so forth. And they used to go on with a very good conversation, interesting to both of them. After Baba met him and his mind became so quiet, and those officers came and met him and he tells them, what you know? Look here, he is Meher Baba, he is God. Take this rosary and repeat his name. The officer said, this fellow has gone mad or what? Yesterday he was all right. He has become unhinged or what? But they really did not know. That is the madness so supreme. He becomes so settled down and quiet. And for 1 full week, he was very calm and collected all the time. And I was just standing there, And I had anticipated a very confused and a very, is a death full of struggle. But nothing of that sort happened. Just he did not even move his face like this and passed away. And I was there. And I was very happy. So that is the effect. Take a shot. The doctor is there, he is better placed to answer your question.
I can't do anything.
All right. Yes.